This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And for all, and he drove out of sight. Better to give.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
It's the guys, it's the Christmas episode of Dynamic Banter. And I hope you've got your warm winter clothes on.
Yeah.
And I hope you're snuggled up by the fire with your family listening to this.
Yeah.
Imagine that scene.
Imagine a family where every member of the family would want to hear this show.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And they're just sitting around the fire like the old, remember when Little Orphan Annie would come out on the radio?
On the radio. Remember when that was the only show on the radio, probably.
Remember Tiny Parentless Jimmy?
You know why people liked Little Orphan Annie?
Tiny Dadless Joey.
That was the spinoff?
Yeah.
Bastard John. Little
Small
Bastard John.
Small Bastard John. Jon Snow's a bastard.
That was the first incarnation.
He was the first. He was the... So Jon Snow is a spinoff of... Little Debbie.
Yeah. Little Orphan Debbie, who grew up to be a cake maker.
Mike, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and have a Happy New Year.
Thank you. I'll see you,
We'll see you after the break. How you doing, man?
I'm really good, man. I'm happy. I'm in a good place.
Are you preparing for Christians?
I'm preparing for Christians.
Are you preparing for the Christians to enter your home?
Yeah. Yep. And we let them do it every year.
What's Christmas like in the Falzone household?
It's great, man. It gets a little smaller every year. Not always by choice. And I think you know what I mean by that.
Well, the kids grow up. They leave. You buy a smaller house.
They turn into old people. They pass on.
It happens so fast.
They grow up so quick.
You hate to watch your son become an old man.
That's the name of my mom's book.
You know how they always say, like, in a movie, like, you should never have to bury your own son.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Bury your own child.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear someone say, you should never have to see your son get old, turn into an old man.
You never have to.
You should never see your kids get into old.
You never have to watch your own son be old.
It's hard to watch your son be old.
By Tom Clancy.
Do you think it's hard for our dads to see us old?
No, I think my dad is stoked that I'm still alive. I think he's really... I think I exceeded his expectations.
You were, yeah, I mean, you scared everyone for a second.
I did. I had a doctor come out of the operation room and tell my dad that, like...
He should go home?
We'll do our best, but you guys should...
You should look into a new son.
Yeah.
Let me show you this brochure.
I know this guy's 24 years old, but have you ever...
What if there's a brochure that says, so you're thinking about another son?
And inside it's just a manuscript for Bastard John.
Yeah. This is Bastard John. Have you had any tamales during this holiday season, Michael?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah, I just ate some.
Oh.
Would you like some? There's none left.
No, I wish... Well...
Christmas is about sharing.
What if I had said yes?
Then I'd say, I think Whole Foods has tamales.
Your mom is listening right now, and she knows what you just did to me.
Then I must shout out my mom, who, you know what? I think she did say I should share those with you.
Did she say that out loud?
Yeah, I think she did, because she was like, really, she mentioned the episode where we were talking to her.
Yeah.
And how you said that you were her adopted son.
Yeah, I forced that.
She thought that
upon
was
her.
Really sweet. She liked that a lot.
Nice. And then you, my adopted brother, didn't share the food or.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just been a tough Christmas.
Hasn't even.
You know what I mean, dude? It's just been like a super tough Christmas.
But Christmas hasn't.
It's been a really hard Christmas this year. So, and I'm doing my best. I'm doing about the best that I can. So it's been a hard Christmas.
Is there anything I could do? Or?
It's been a hard Christmas.
You know who had a hard Christmas once?
Who had a hard
Bruce
Christmas
Willis.
Once? Yeah. You know who else had a hard Christmas?
Who's
Billy
that?
Peltzer from Gremlins.
That guy had a rough go. He got a rough Christmas one year.
Yeah.
Kevin McAllister. Another
rough Christmas.
Rough Christmas.
Yeah, rough. He was almost murdered.
What?
Here he comes.
What? Twice, he said.
He had a bad Christmas. Kevin McAllister.
I like to imagine every other Kevin McAllister Christmas was great after that. Oh, wait. Die Hard also. Yeah, but was that information that you needed to say?
What happened on the second Noel?
The second Noel, I believe, is Two Pipers Piping.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Someone sent us an email recently that said, can we start a Kickstarter for Owen to get a wireless mic? And I was just like, there's no way that the money it would cost to buy a wireless mic would be used properly just so Owen can talk on the podcast.
Yeah, I'd stand
that
by
money
that.
Could be used by for something so much more worthwhile.
If you if you go on Kickstarter.com and you you close your eyes and scroll and click anywhere, that money would be better used there.
Yeah, for sure. I could just imagine Owen, like me trying to put a wireless mic on Owen right now. Because he wouldn't help.
You just have to lay it on him and hope he doesn't get up.
He could be dead over there. You know that.
Someday he's going to be, and we're not going to know for a dumb long time.
What if Owen died during Dynamic Banter? We wouldn't really know.
And the last thing we said to Owen was shut up.
Shut up. Shut up over there, you idiot. You
shut up forever over idiot. There, you piece of shit.
Hey, if you can, shut up forever for a moment.
And then he said, this will show him. And then he held his breath until he found him.
This will show him.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
If Owen held his breath to die, I wouldn't think that was my fault.
Well, he could have breathed.
Has anyone in the history of the earth held their breath till they died?
Well, I believe they had the help of other things.
Well, without the other things, like ocean or fire.
Wind, water,
kisses. Was that me or you?
That I don't have that sound.
That's really unprofessional.
Every time the phone goes off in the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, he goes, "I owe you a beer. I owe everyone a beer."
Oh, really? That's kind of fun.
That's like a Hollywood rule, I think.
Tell me about the origins of this.
This was the wrong podcast not to film.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know how you mean.
I never played that game. The one where you hide your hand.
Oh, it has to be the way we played it. So Steve is doing that thing where you make your hand into the
a circle.
Okie dokie sign.
The okie dokie, yeah.
There's one O, your forefinger and your thumb are the O, and your other
and your middle,
remaining
your
three fingers.
Your grandfather finger and your pinky are all up.
They're the dokies.
You got your points,
yeah.
Your pointer,
yeah.
Your middle, your grandfather finger, and your pinky.
Why the grandfather finger?
It's the one that has been in the family the longest. Did you know this finger grows first when
No.
you're in the womb? That's why they call it the grandfather finger.
Did you just make all that up?
I certainly did.
That was great job.
Thank you, man. So yeah, we're talking about that thing you do where like you go, hey man, look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
when was it about dicks? Was it ever about dicks?
We didn't make it about dicks. Is that all you really wanted to, was that the question you really wanted
well,
to
because
ask?
My thing is like, I've known it as a, you're looking at my dick. Like, I made you look at my dick.
Yeah.
By doing this.
That's not, I mean,
that's the version I know about. I never played it. I never participated.
Yeah.
In those reindeer games.
Sure.
But I'll tell you that I like it's got a resurgence. It's come back. Have you
I
seen
like
it?
That I have back? Seen it come back, and I think maybe it never goes away. It's just that age, regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
But the way we played it is to count, it would have to be below your waist somewhere, and you would have to hide it and make somebody look at it, which was always hilarious. Hey, you dropped your pocket. We used to say
you dropped your pocket.
Like what? Dropped your pocket? Oh, okay. There it is. And if you saw it below somebody's waist, they would get to hit you.
Yeah, there's a punching element to it.
Yes.
And that's what made it fun.
The punching element was my favorite famous actor's movie.
Your famous Bruce Willis movie? Your favorite Bruce Willis movie? The punching element?
The punching incident.
The punching incident.
Yeah.
That's on Criterion this month.
Who wrote The Client? You remember that
famous I don't know
book?
Who wrote it, but I know about it. Yeah. Grisham? Is that a
Grisham?
Grisham.
Yeah. That he wrote the
Is
punching
that a Grisham
incident
Owen?
As well.
Do you know?
He's not dead.
Okay, good. He sneezed to let us know he's alive. So I guess I forgot about the punching part.
You know what part I haven't seen brought back yet, which may have only been specific to my friends, was there was a way to get out of it. There's two ways to get out of it.
Oh, there's a way to get out of it?
Yeah, if you looked at, if you made your own okey-doke and looked at it.
Oh, you look at it through your own okey-doke?
You look at theirs through yours. That was saying,
Whoa,
like, yeah, I know
you
what you're doing, dude. And
wow.
Then the other one was, if you don't look at it, and if you're able to break theirs, break the okey it with your finger, then you got to hit
them.
Oh,
so you could, like, look straight into their eyes and flick the okey.
Yeah.
Open the okey.
Yeah. Flick the okey starring Jeff Daniels. yeah, that was the whole, that was all that I remember. From that.
Wow, you got it. Those are some interesting rules.
Yeah, but then
I didn't know about
year,
looking through the okey.
Yeah, I don't think everybody does that.
Yeah, I do seem to remember ways out of getting punched, but
running.
Sure, but I think you had one coming later.
Oh yeah, when you returned.
Some friends don't forget that you missed a punch.
No, and some people have to come back after you run away from class.
Yeah, you have to see them again, unfortunately.
Yeah, you got to go to your next class.
Well, there's been a new, it's back. Have you seen it? I mean, well, okay, so you said it's never been gone.
I don't think so. I mean, now that...
I probably agree with that.
There's internet now. So it's like, if you grew up where everything was a video on your phone, wouldn't you video the Okie from time to time?
I've seen memes do it a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of dank memes. Featuring the okie doke.
Featuring the okie. Is there anywhere Arthur's hand is the okie doke?
If not, I'd be surprised if it's not. If there isn't one where Arthur's hand is okie doke.
I wouldn't be surprised because I'm very funny and I would think of something like that.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Mike, we need to talk.
We gotta have commercials. Sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, I've been noticing that the okie doke has been popping up in memes, and I think it's really funny. There's
I feel
really
like you're setting
ones.
Me up for one. Right
no,
now.
No. I just have seen them. Okay. I just don't. I never really participated in that game.
You don't seem like the type who would.
I wasn't really friends with people that did that for mm-hmm. some reason. I don't know why.
Herders, we would call bullies.
Bullies. Yeah, I wasn't friends with bullies.
Yes.
There's a.
That's what he's saying.
There are memes that have it. Uh-oh.
Is it? Why is everything we say on the show accidentally
Wait,
bad?
But I've seen it used in a funny way.
Dude, the alt-right can't just call everything.
The alt-right can't have okie doke.
What? What if everything... No, man. There's no way.
There's no way the okie doke is...
During the Christmas music?
I know. On Christmas Day, Owen...
Oh, shit. Hold on. I gotta take this call.
Right now on Christmas Day, you're going to take this call?
Rachel, what's up?
Mike's talking to Rachel.
How'd it go?
Which Rachel are we talking here?
I'm currently doing a podcast, but your phone call is so important to me that I'm answering the phone call
on
the podcast.
Yeah, he answered the phone during the podcast. This must be important. Is Rachel his?
That's amazing.
Is she your side piece?
I'll call you as soon as I can. All right, thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
How's
I heard what you said because I left one of the earpieces in accidentally.
How's your stock doing? It's well, I hear.
My stock?
Yeah,
is that an alt-right thing?
No.
Oh, my stock.
Bitcoin stock up? Is that
Dude,
what you're really excited about?
Imagine if we had a couple of those. You what strike me as the kind of person who would have a couple of
what
those.
What if I do?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's talk about this some more. Not that, but let's talk about this.
The alt-right thing?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that call. What the hell is that all about? Can you talk about it?
That was potentially a very good thing. I'm trying to get into the...
Screen Actors Guild?
If I had that
kind of
money.
Oh, the Just for Laughs thing.
Yeah. So if you live in Montreal...
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm trying to get to you.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm going to send all the best vibes.
I really hope this isn't that, because another thing they did was try to steal New Balance shoes. Oh, and am I right about that?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't just do that, man. You can't just take something that...
Okay, so here's what I'm looking at. Here's what I'm looking at here.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing it unofficially referred to as the Circle Game.
Oh, yeah. See? Original.
A game for two or more players in which one player makes a circle with his or her hand, sort of like an okay sign.
Okay, doke.
Similar to the American Sign Language letter F.
We all know what kind of reaction the letter F gets.
Below their waist and attempts to get the other players to look at it. If at least one other player looks at the person's hand in, while it's making this sign below the waist, the person who got the others to look at their hand gets to punch all the players who saw the circle.
So let me get...
Excuse me. You got a little excited about that. So let me get those rules.
Someone will say, hey, look over here, and then all their friends look down. And then what?
That's correct. That's correct. So far, so good.
So you're over there. You make the okie dokie symbol right with your hand. You say, look down. We look.
Everyone looks down.
Everyone.
And then they spot it.
Yeah.
And then they look back up.
And that's when.
And that's amore. That's a pizza.
This has been.
So, of course, Owen would know that this is the fucking alt-right symbol.
Why is Owen so well-versed?
Because Owen's terrified. He's so scared that he will not stop reading about this shit. And all it's doing is making him more terrified.
See, you gotta do other things. You gotta do different other things. And then you gotta check in with yourself. And you gotta make sure you're not a piece of shit. And then it's like that thing where, like, if you save a penny, you'll never be broke. If you're not a piece of shit, then you could rest assured that everyone's not a piece of shit, because at least you still exist. The
end.
Merry Christmas.
An employee at the Outline was recently gifted a white baseball cap that featured a hand making the OK sign. Index and thumb in a circle, fingers pointing up. Other fingers pointing up, grandfather finger, etc.
The whole gang's here.
But once he started wearing the hat, he began to notice things that suggested maybe the hand sign had a political association. Like you do. Everything has to have a political association, right? Especially now. More than ever.
More than ever.
My horn's going to be a symbol of the alt-right soon.
Yeah, you can't blow that horn. You know what that means.
Alt-right hero, Milo Yiannopoulos, likes to pose with the hand sign as he did in this photo in front of the White House. Former Breitbart writer Mike Ma used it at an event celebrating Trump's election.
Which one was Trump?
Jim Hoft and Lucian Wintrich of the conservative blog The Gateway Pundit, which leans alt-right, posed with it in the White House press room. So they're just doing okay signs.
No, you can't. That's the thing, man. You can't do
that. Like, everything's okay. Like, they're just okaying.
You don't see any awesome people stealing the Heil Hitler sign, do you? So why you gotta go...
One time I saw someone awesome do it, but they were doing it as a joke. And it was way before it was okay.
It was right after.
It was right.
It wasn't okay.
It was right after it wasn't okay. Finally, a friend asked, why do you have a hat with the hand symbol that Trump always makes when he's talking? This is garbage. This is a garbage article.
Dude, this is... What publication is this from? TheStretch.com?
TheTinfoilHat.com.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's talk about something else. This is a waste of my time.
Well, it's like when the alt-right took Pepe. Remember Pepe or Pee-Pee?
The frog.
Pee-Pee?
Yeah.
Pee-Pee the frog?
You can't just take stuff.
Pee-Pee the frog?
You gotta make stuff.
Pee-Pee the frog?
You gotta contribute. No, you gotta have ideas of your own.
Here's my thing. I don't give a fuck who thinks what is what. As long as it's not hurting anyone, I'm gonna keep playing the okie doke.
But
I don't give a fuck.
See, here's where there's kind of a double entendre. Because to play the okey-doke, you have to hurt people.
That's true. But I'm going to play the okey-doke where you don't hurt people.
You hear Owen try to push through what I said without a microphone?
Yep.
What was that all about?
It's interesting how that worked. Listen. Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Does Owen know that I deal with hecklers and he tried to speak over me without a microphone?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Owen, check this out.
Uh-oh. Owen saw his okey-doke, and he looked back up to Mike.
That punched him right in the nose.
Let's take back the okey-doke. Well, it was never taken away. Let's just assume it was never taken away.
Yeah.
Can I alter
it? It was No.
I'm
going to
start my own okey-doke.
Away. Go ahead.
Here's what it is. Excuse me.
Like an episode of Ren and Stimpy just happened in your mouth.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Excuse me, I'll wait for Danielle to be done on the piano.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you.
Oh, she's still going.
Thank you, Danielle.
She's
still going. Oh, I'm just worried that if she
thought it was the end,
she doesn't stop. I'm just worried you're not gonna be able to talk about it. Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, now she's still going.
Okay.
Well, good work, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Jesus Christ. Everything in the world.
She doesn't even look tired.
She's been doing it for 7 hours, too. It's interesting.
Did you pay her to be here? That's not your keyboard. She brought that keyboard. It's next to the piano. Let her set up a Casio keyboard next to your... Great job, Danielle.
Owen didn't feel comfortable with someone using his piano.
All right.
Plus, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's terribly out of tune.
It's not.
We can't have out of tune Christmas songs here.
Excuse me. She doesn't seem to mind the horn.
It doesn't affect
her. Didn't trip her up.
Doesn't affect her at all. Here's my version of the look it game. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The okie doke. My okie doke is below the waist still.
Yeah.
If I get you to look at my okie doke, it's just a funny bit we did, and that's okay. It. We laugh about it.
Yeah.
We laugh about it. There's no punching.
Hey, gotcha.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's where it ends.
It's just a gotcha.
Now you go.
Yeah. Now you get me.
Yeah.
Now you get to get me.
I'll be wary.
Vice did a article about,
on the okey-doke.
On the okey-doke, searching for the man behind the circle game. They found. Apparently, they're looking for the person that started that game.
Jonathan Doak. John Doak.
John Doak. Or Orenthal Joe.
Orenthal John Doak.
Orenthal Kevin Joke or Oak Doke. Okay, Doke.
I don't like this one anymore.
Okay, Doke.
Computer.
Orenthal
Thank you,
Kevin
Danielle.
Doke.
Beautiful playing.
Okay, Doke.
So you want to go, you want to play the game without consequence?
Yeah. Why not?
Because it's
We've
not
already
fun.
Got enough terrifying consequence on
like
this
me,
planet.
Like
okay, that's enough.
John? John Doak?
Yeah, we've got... There's enough
Getting
consequences.
Getting another call here.
We've got enough consequences in the world. Let's do some consequenceless actions here.
Do we have any consequenceless holiday questions?
You know, we did ask for it, but I'll be goddamned if we got any. We certainly did.
Do you remember your favorite Christmas present? You know what's nice about this episode is as long as the Christmas music is going, there's no like question as to whether or not the podcast has stopped. This is what it's normally like.
Yeah, you know, I got a Teddy Ruxpin once.
Oh, cool, man.
I really dug that.
Yeah. Like recently or when it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah.
My dad got me a Teddy Ruxpin.
You ever do that thing?
What if your dad got you a Teddy Ruxpin? Here you go, mijo. Like, what if they're really, my dad was like, mijo, I know you like the bears.
Just the bears.
And I know you like things.
Animation.
They sing and animations. So I got you this, mijo. It's a Teddy Ruxpin. Rupskin. Teddy's Rupskin.
Teddy Redskins.
And it tell you what, mijo. It tells you stories. Good night. And it gives, we'll sing to you, mijo. Here you go. Dad, I'm 34 years old.
I love that. But he thinks you would love it.
Yeah, he thinks he expected me to freak the fuck out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, would you, I know the first thing I would do with my Teddy Ruxpin.
Would you put a Metallica tape in there?
Yeah, something like that. I would go to the record store tomorrow and get a bunch of great things.
Yeah.
Spin Doctors.
Well, I gotta tell you, man, I unfortunately must let you know that it didn't work. You could hear it. You could hear another.
But the mouth and the eyes.
The mouth would not react to it. No, because the Teddy Ruxpin trademark tapes had.
Not sponsored.
They had like magnetic.
Really?
Little indentations on the tape.
Yeah.
That would activate the eyes and mouth and stuff. Yeah.
What beautiful old technology.
I know. It's wonderful.
What beautiful ancient old.
Don't
throwing.
It's wonderful. Did you ever see Brigsby Bear? You should.
No. Right. I had the Big Bird version of Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah.
I had that too.
Yeah. It was insanely
Talking Big
lifelike.
Bird. Yeah.
It felt.
You had what? It too, Owen? Owen I had Talking Big
all
Bird.
All of us did. Maybe it was cheap. Maybe it was maybe on it sale was, one day.
It was probably cheaper than Ruxpin, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I used to wrestle with it because you can get it in a good headlock.
Yeah, it had a long neck.
Yeah, and I used to do what they call suplexes onto hardwood floor.
I remember ripping that boy open. Big Bird. You ever rip it open?
No, but I did powerbomb it through a table.
Did it break?
I think those toys the insides were
no good.
No
you
good.
You could hear some shakies when you shook them around.
It was like a bag of
plastic bits. It was like shaking a Dixie cup with.
Yeah, yeah. Like if somebody said, hey, throw all those components in a backpack and come over. It was like a bag of components.
I ripped open Big Bird. I'm not going to lie to you. I ripped them right open.
Terrifying.
It was a while. I was an older boy. I was like a teenager.
Mm. Dude, all boys go through that.
You put the
Let's
Big Bird.
See what's inside yeah. everything. Especially if it might have a mother chip in it.
Too old for Big Bird games. Too old for Big Bird toys and games.
Not too old to rip open something with a screwdriver.
Yeah, so I ripped that boy open. I took off his skin. And I'll tell you, he's padded underneath. He had like a padding. And it looked weird to see Big Bird without his yellow feathers.
You know what would have been hilarious? If you just took the beak off and left it as is. Imagine how that thing looks.
Yeah.
Without a beak.
It
just
creepy.
A mouth.
Yeah. Just like this this open hole in the feather, in the fur.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Big Bear. Poor BB.
Let's learn how to count.
I was just telling Owen the other day, what if Christmas.
Heard of it?
What if it was always about toys? What if it was about getting toys for everyone? Like adults, kids, everything. Toys. It's about toys.
That's a nice world to live in.
Like, I'm going to get my 65-year-old, 70-year-old dad.
New toy or like toys
toy.
From theirs?
New toy. Okay. New toy. Toys.
Yeah.
Like today's current toys.
But like, okay. I get what you're saying.
You know where I'm going?
Yeah.
You see where I'm at?
Yeah.
So, like, you go to Target or you go to Toys R Us.
The toy section of Target.
You go to the toy section of Target. Like, that's the section during Christmas.
So no one buys anything else.
No. No clothes, no rings, no jewel, no jewelry. 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 Nothing. No barbecue tools.
Specific left turn. No Drury.
Yeah. Imagine if it was just about giving toys.
Okay. I'm imagining it.
Like, imagine what commercials would be like. Get your mom those new toys. Can't figure out what to get mom for Christmas? There's toys. Get your mom some toys.
The shake weight was kind of like a toy for adults.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I'm not talking about a toy for an adult.
Yeah, you're just talking
I'm talking about literally an action figure or a doll.
Yeah, yeah. Great. I don't know where to go. I'm picturing it, and that's where it ends.
Could you imagine an old man opening up a G.I. Joe toy?
I can't imagine him being excited about it.
Well, imagine if he was excited about it.
Like if they got a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, and they were super stoked.
All right, I'm imagining it.
I'm talking toys here, Mike.
not sponsored. All right. Do you have any more of these?
Yeah, these are so good. Can
I have one?
Have you had one?
No.
Might get it
right
now.
Do you want one?
No, I've got this one. This one was almost done. That's why I got this one. I knew I was going to get into that one.
Is this your Christmas gift to me?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
There's a big gulp in here. There's a big gulp and there's still the baby corn in here.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Steve.
Oh my goodness.
You gonna go see the new Star Wars, Mike?
Nah.
You need to see Jumanji?
Maybe if I need a good hard nap.
We go see Jumanji with me? Let's go see Jumanji.
I have no desire.
Neither do I, but I'm going to go see it.
Today?
Yeah. If not today, then tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
No!
This is terrific.
Oh, good!
Why?
Isn't it unbelievable?
You told me all about this.
Dude.
And it's sparkling water. I would have never gotten this on my own.
I know. I don't know why I got it, but I was drawn to it.
You know what we just did? A Christmas cheer.
We did Christmas cheers. This is my new drink, baby. It's a Zevia.
Oh my God, I have a great idea.
Okay.
Do they have a number?
A number?
Yeah. That we can call?
What are you thinking? We want to talk to them about how much we love it? Yeah, there's a number.
There's a number. We should call them, tell them how great they are, and ask them to sponsor the podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Because this is the best drink I've ever had, not sponsored yet.
All right, let's do it. I am in love with this drink.
This is a great drink.
Okay, 4, 6, 9. Okay, let's do this.
Thank you for calling Zevia. If you know the extension you're trying to reach, you may dial it now. For a directory of names, press 1.
No, just
for customer service or sales. Dial 221.
Yeah?
For
yeah.
Operations, dial 223. For finance.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Play some music. We're getting right in.
This is how you do it when you're an influencer. This is how life is for influencers. You get right in.
Hits me, Paul.
Do I have to say I'm recording them?
The party you are trying to reach is not available to take your call.
Leave a message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is safe.
Press the pound key to end recording.
Hi, my name's Steve Zaragoza. I'm here with Mike Falzone. We're the hosts of a podcast called Dynamic Banter. You can get that on iTunes. So here's basically what I'm trying to say here. I don't know where else to send this information, but I love Zevia.
We love
Mike
Zevia.
Mike loves Zevia. I'm a big fan of that root beer ginger, and I gotta tell you, I just started drinking the Zevia sparkling water, that mandarin orange, and I'm giving this a promotion on our podcast right now, and I'm reaching out to you guys to say, not only do I love your product, and not only does my friend Mike love your product so much, we'd love to feature you guys as a featured sponsor on our podcast, Dynamic Banter. And we would love to feature your drink there. We want to talk about it. We love it. We've talked about it many times. It's a little bit sweet, and it's zero calories and no sugar, and it's delicious. It's a delicious drink, and I just gave Mike his very first Mandarin Orange Zevia sparkling water, and he, I could not believe the expression on his face.
It's so good. It's like there's two Christmases, tell him.
He says there's two, it's like there's two Christmases going on right here at the same time in our living room, and I'm just, I feel very blessed to have this drink in my life. And I know this sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. I think we have a great partnership. So please email me at dynamicbanter@gmail.com. That's dynamicbanter@gmail.com. And please, I'd love to hear from you. We love the Zevia brand. Let's get cooking.
Even if you're not interested, I hope you all have a great day.
And I hope you have a happy holiday.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one.
Thank you. To send your message, press 3 or hang up. To delete your...
Press 3 or hang up.
Your message has been sent. To access the voice portal, press the star key.
Oh, shit.
To repeat this menu,
a star portal?
Ooh, I'm not ready to travel through time.
To access the star portal...
To access the door to another time, to press 3.
To fight sandworms on Saturn.
Mike, did you see that there are spaceships now that have come to Earth?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Unidentified flying objects?
Well, they're identified now, so now they're just...
Are they identified?
Flying objects.
Have they... Oh, they've been identified as flying objects.
Unanimously flying objects.
So now they're... Identifiable flying objects. Unidentifiable flying objects.
Now I think we just call them spaceships.
Identifiable, unidentifiable flying.
No, you can't do that. You can't have those to be the first two words you say. Because no one takes you seriously after the first two words of the sentence. Previously unidentified flying objects.
Well, if you say that, then people are like, oh, okay, well then what is it?
A spaceship.
Space.
Join us next.
Sorry, week. Guys. This just in. The unidentified flying object is spaceship.
A spaceship.
No, spaceship is what you said.
And spaceship.
This word just came in from.
Call him Zevia.
This came in from the military. We've got this from the highest possible levels of the military, the U.S. military. And I'll tell you how high up it goes. It goes all the way up to the highest general. And I'll tell you, that boy up there, he's high up. How does he get down? He's so high up there that he can't even tell you where he is. He might be in space.
We took the meeting with binoculars.
And he says that the unidentifiable object can only be identified as spaceship. Quote. End quote.
Looks like we got that all clear.
Mike, can I talk to you a little bit about Mike, let me talk to you just quite a little bit.
Permission,
Mike, if I could have a moment of your time and our listeners' time, I would like to take just about one moment to tell you I would like to tell you and everybody listening about a new concept in eyewear. I'm talking about Mike, I'm talking to you, of course, about Warby Parker. And let me tell you this. Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and the lofty goal to create boutique-quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. And let me tell you, Mike, buying glasses ain't no walk down lover's lane.
I would have never said that.
It's not as easy as taking your duck down the beach. Warby Parker makes it easy and simple. to buy the best possible glasses your face would like.
We surveyed 100 faces.
The Warby Parker aesthetic is vintage inspired with a contemporary twist. Every pair is a custom fit with anti-reflective polycarbonate prescription lenses. Ooh, baby, it doesn't get much sweet as it is. As it is. Sweet, how sweet it is. And check this out. You want me to get a little bit soft here? Get ready for some tissues because almost 1 billion people worldwide lack access to glasses. This means that 15% of the global population cannot effectively learn or work. You ready for some crazy talk? Glasses were invented 700 years ago. We should be on top of this, guys. So Warby Parker partners with nonprofits like Vision Spring to ensure that every pair of glasses sold, a pair is distributed to someone in need. We believe that everyone has the right to see, and how wonderful is that? It's a Christmas wish. My Christmas wish is for everyone with glasses to potentially also have glasses. My favorite thing, actually my favorite thing about Warby Parker is their free try-on, home try-on program. You can go to their website, order 5 pairs of glasses, you just pick the 5 you like, and they'll send them to you free. And you can have those at your home for 5 days. Try them on in the mirror. Show your dad. Show your mom. Show your dog. And you don't have to buy anything. It's all free. And then if you don't like them, ship it back. If you like them, ship it back. But remember the one you liked. The one you put on your own face. There's nothing better than being able to touch and see something. That's why I believe in the one true sun. And the moon. I'll see it too.
You can't touch the sun.
You can't touch the sun, but I bet you could if you wanted to.
Okay. Fine.
So head to warbyparker.com/banter to order your free pair. Your free pair of try-on, home try-ons.
It sounds like a good time.
Glasses start about 95 bone. That includes the prescription lenses, and lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings, as I said before. And for every pair you buy, a pair is distributed to someone in need. That's called giving. That's called giving back. And check this out. There is a Warby Parker iTunes app.
In the Apple Store?
You can still go to our site, guys. You can still go to warbyparker.com/banter and get your discount. And get your, you know, get your free home pair try-on. But with the Warby Parker app on iTunes, after ordering your kit, you can use the app. And if you have an iPhone X, you can use their brand new feature, Find Your Fit. What's Find Your Fit, you're asking? Well, hang on, Grandpa, I'm telling you. Find Your Fit uses the iPhone X's True Depth camera to map and measure key facial features. Using these measurements, Find Your Fit recommends approximately 12 Warby Parker frames that are likely the best fit for your face. So through their database of glasses, it will see your face and put a good pair on your face there. That's approximately fun. 12 frames.
I like it. You go ahead and take the human error right out of it.
Seamless. It takes seconds on the app. So guys, make sure to go to warbyparker.com/banter. Check out those glasses. I'm going to get me a pair. I'm very excited. I love Warby Parker. Thank you for Merry Christmas, my crit. Thank you for the merriest. Merry Christmas to Warby Parker and everyone at the... Merry Christmas to everyone.
It's really nice and inclusive.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you. You know, it's sometimes you can put the jokes aside and have a nice Christmas message for everyone, including brands.
Is it that time?
Hey, Mike, what do you say? What do you say? How about this? It is Christmas after all. Let's do some History Road.
History. History.
This History Road. Oh no, maybe we should actually, you know what? We might need to do this. Mike, I'm sorry.
You're sorry that we need to do it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
You know what that means, Mike.
Yeah. Ugh. When the jug band buys a Moog.
Old Krause. We bungled it. Old Krause says, you guys really bungled it this time. Says, hey, Mike and Steve, you two little boys bungled it in your first Christmas episode at around 29 minutes. Mike said that a harp has 178 strings.
Come on, man.
While it only has 47 strings, typically.
Too many strings for an instrument, though.
Now you must play that dumbass bungle music. Have a
that
wonderful Christmas
count.
Time.
That shouldn't count.
Much love from Germany.
That was clearly said in jest.
Nicholas Barnhart says, cue the bungle music! He says, boys, Mike really truly bungled it in the Christmas episode at about 47. He said that, you want me to play the harp because nobody knows how to play that thing. Mike, you absolute fool. At my university, they have a harp performance major. So yeah. Mike bungled it. Love your podcast, I guess. Nick Barnhart. Brad White, Will Height sends an urgent bungle correction. Says, hello, BB boys. I hate to do this to you, but I need to inform you of a pretty big bungle you guys made on last week's episode. During the ad read for Quip, Steve started singing Get Quip. G-E-T-Q-I-P, when in fact the website is spelled G-E-T-Q-U-I-P. Q-U-I-P. I figure you guys need to make right with Quip ASAP, as you were throwing some pretty strong rhetoric last week that one of the sponsors has about had it with Steve's shit. Given that Blue Apron has a long history of supporting the show and even put up with Steve's who farted bit. My guess is you guys are one misspelled ad read away from losing a sponsorship with some tooth boys. Sincerely, Tomathan Quippleston says, P.S. I've attached my History Road to this email. Not saying you have to read it, but I am heavily implying that you owe it to me, seeing as I just saved your asses.
Man, as long as it's not vaguely offensive, I say let's do it.
All right, shall we listen? Shall we read this man's History Road?
Yeah, just right after that music goes off. You know what I picture?
What's that?
During that, sure. I picture a bunch of clowns stuck in a corn maze.
And they're scared and sad.
They're going fast.
All right. Well, let me read this History Road here that comes from our bungle correction, our urgent bungle correction helper here, Brad Wilhite. He says, hello, to my two favorite born boys. If you guys like litigation, public humiliation, and justice porn, then I've got a story for you. You better buckle up, because this story is going 0 to 60 at a moderate rate of acceleration. Hope you guys enjoy. It was a beautiful sunny Tuesday afternoon in my hometown of San Antonio, Texas. Downtown, the streets were bustling with people, especially outside of the famous Drury Hotel. But that detail is unimportant to this story. It's not even about the Drury.
Oh, really?
Oh,
good. Really good.
That's a five horn honk joke. Nice fucking work.
I hope he's not funny for the rest of the letter.
Rather, this story is about the time I was sued for everything I own.
Oh no.
The story begins at my house, which is actually my parents' house, humble brag, on this particular Tuesday afternoon. I was a few hours deep into installing a new terrace on the side of the house. That's the real humble brag. When I heard a faint noise coming from the direction of the street. Insert quiet horn honk. I thought nothing of it and continued on my work, but the noise got much louder, sounding almost angry. Better go see what all this commotion's about, I thought to myself, and left my work to investigate the source of the noise. Much to my surprise, there was a semi-truck parked in front of the house. That's odd, I thought to myself. I don't remember ordering anything this big. Well, except for my terrace building kit. But that came in yesterday.
Dude, we don't negotiate with terrace.
Terrace. As I approached the truck, I saw a man who I presumed was the driver of the truck. He was a homeless-looking man with long hair, wearing all denim, and a comically large name tag that read Mike.
All right.
Are you Steve Zabagoobly? He asked me. That's me, I replied. Okay, so where do you want it? He asked me. Puzzled, I looked at the cargo the truck was hauling and saw an identical terrace building kit to the one I was currently installing. There must be some kind of mix-up. I already got my terrace kit yesterday, I tried explaining to the homeless truck driver as I pointed to the work in progress in my backyard. The paper I have here has your name on it. I have to drop off the package here. Company policy, Mike said. That's weird, I thought. I'm pretty sure that's not how deliveries work, but I can't complain about getting a free terrace. Mike started to unload the terrace. He seems like he was struggling, so I offered to lend him a hand. No, really. It's fine, he told me. But my empathy was too strong to let him unload that terrace all by himself, Owen. Oh no, I insist, I said as I began to help him move the package. That's where things went downhill. Almost immediately after I laid my hands on that package, one of the chains supporting the terrace abruptly snapped. Frozen in shock, I watched as the terrace slid off the bed of the truck and collided with Mike's body, shoving him into the asphalt and pinning him there. Holy shit, I just killed a man, I thought to myself. You son of a bitch, yelled the denim-clad driver. I told you not to touch that goddamn package, but you just couldn't fucking help yourself, could you? I'd be fine if you'd listen to me. Now I'll be lucky if I ever walk again. I'll see you in court, asshole. I'm suing you for everything you got. A few months later, I found myself in a court briefing room, minutes away from possibly losing everything I've worked my entire life for. I'm approached by my defense attorney, who for the sake of anonymity, we will call Zojo. X-O-J-O. Zojo, who can clearly see I'm a nervous wreck, says, don't worry, Steve, I'm the best defense attorney in this whole goddamn city. You can bet your ass that we're winning this case, or my name is John Dongle. You can even wear this spare dress I have here, and I'd still be able to prove your innocence. Now you try to do your best to calm down. I have to go to the courtroom until the trial starts. If I were in a normal state of mind, I would have known that what Zojo said about the dress was a dumb joke in an attempt to calm my nerves. However, I was in no normal state of mind at this point in time. I had no idea what the dress had to do with the court case, but at this point, I didn't care. Flustered, I decided that my best option was to put on that dress and walk onto that courtroom floor. The reaction in the courtroom was what you would expect the reaction to be of a grown hairy man walking down the aisle of a courtroom wearing a dress. Jesus Christ, I didn't tell you to actually put on that dress, Zojo exclaimed to me in a loud whisper. I was silent just as when the terrorist had terrorists had first landed on Mike. I knew again that I'd fucked up. We both accepted the fact that there was nothing we could do about it now and went along with the trial as usual. As the trial progressed, things started looking pretty bleak for me. I could tell that the jury was being swayed by now-in-a-wheelchair Mike's testimonial. Zojo was clearly getting frustrated and looking for a way to turn the tides when her eyes lit up as if she just had a stroke of genius. Steve, she asked me, what's the length, width, and height of your terrace? Why, it's 9 feet long, 9 by 9 feet wide, by 10 inches tall, I replied. Zojo smiled fiercely. It just so happened that one of the many pieces of paper in her briefcase had the measurements of the terrace that Mike delivered, so she grabbed me by the scruff of my neck and dragged me aside to show me her dimensions.
This is an out there tale from inside.
And what I saw had stunned me. The measurements weren't even close to the ones of the original terrace I had ordered. Your Honor, said Zojo, these dimensions do not match at all. Why would my client or anybody in their right mind order a terrace that doesn't match the dimensions of their house? The judge, Justice Andrew Derman, said, well, I guess he do have a point there.
Andrew Derman.
These were the first words said by Justice Derman all trial. He had been silently choking on a hot dog up until this point. It was at this point when another homeless-looking man burst into the courtroom, but this homeless-looking man had something about him that made him inherently better than Mike. He sounded homeless, too. He also gave off a vibe that assured you that he would be a good friend. This man was none other than Ronald Fee. Your Honor, I have some information that may be of use to this case, Ron yelled. Ron explained to the court that he had been sued for the same thing as I had just a few months ago, and that this couldn't be a mere coincidence. Upon some further investigation, we found that Mike had been making a living traveling the country faking terrorist injuries.
I'm... okay.
Judge Derman banged his gavel on the podium, insert Hong Kong, and proclaimed, the jig is up, Mike! You're going away for a long time. And called for the police to take him away. Curse you, dress man. I'll get you next time, Mike shouted as he was hauled out of the courtroom by the police. And that, my friends, is the story of how I won my extra terrorist trial in a dress.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was elaborate. That was a labyrinth.
There was so many in-jokes in
there. There's a lot to unpack in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Zojo was Zoya.
Uh-huh.
Zojo was Zoya.
Right.
Man, I think...
What do we do now? Do
she
we just
grabbed me by the scruff
show?
Of my neck and dragged me aside to show me her dimensions. And the Drury Hotel. But it's not about the Drury. Nice work. Very good.
Very detailed.
Good work, Brad.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, we did it.
And with that, it's Christmas. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you enjoyed this. We hope you enjoy this year, the rest of this year. We hope you've enjoyed every day of the year.
Mike, what do you got going on, buddy? You got anything to talk about?
On
any
the
gigs?
27th, I have a show in Bridgeport, Connecticut at Whoa. A place called The Acoustic. About half the tickets are gone.
Whoa.
So go ahead and buy the other half of the tickets. They're Whoa. On the brown bag or whatever. There's links all over the place.
Whoa.
I'd love to see you. Come down, have a Christmas with us. Share your tamales with me if you want.
I hope people go to that. Mike, I actually just got involved in a new bit of business. I'm starting to post stuff on an app called Stardust.
What's that like?
It's really cool, man. It's a movie app where I can talk about movies all damn day, and people who like movies and TV shows and trailers and stuff can comment on that and be a part of a new show I'm going to do on my channel where I talk about movies.
That's fun.
Finally, I've not done my own like kind of movie TV show on my channel, and so I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to post a video real soon with all these details. But if you want to get in on the ground floor here, you can download the Stardust app using the link stardust.app.link/SteveZ.
Okay, I'm with you.
That's stardust.app.link/SteveZ, and I'm going to start talking about movies and shit on there.
Nice. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you, man. That's why I was hoping you'd see Jumanji with me. Nah. We could talk about Jumanji.
Can I get in on some of this app money?
Don't you like George the Rock Johnsons?
I like app money. Follow me on Twitter at money.
Follow me on Twitter at mikefalzone.app.
App /money.
But that's where you can catch me. That's my there's my plug for
that's
you.
That's fun. That's fun. I hope you have a great time.
Thank
doing
you,
that.
Man.
I'm currently working on a couple holiday videos.
Ooh.
For you. There's a holiday video about the Muppet Family Christmas.
Ooh.
And then there's last week's Christmas episode, which is all edited and good and done. I'd like to put up on Christmas Eve so you could watch it with your family.
That sounds absolutely wonderful, Mike. You've been a busy boy.
Busy boy. But I'm taking a full week off for this Christmas thing.
Mike,
it's going to be amazing.
Let me ask you a question. Is it in the singing of a street corner choir? Is it going home and getting warm by the fire? Is it true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas?
I don't know that I could speak for everyone everywhere. Yes.
Is it in the giving of a gift to another?
I wish I knew that there was more.
A pair of mittens that were made by your mother? It's all the ways we show love. It feels like Christmas.
Why'd you say the last word like that? I thought we were just talking.
I was just asking you a question.
All right.
Sorry, it had something in my throat at the end of that. I do want to say that, you know, this is like the second Christmas for Dynamic Banter, isn't it?
Interesting. Probably.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And I do want to say on a serious note that I do thank you guys for listening to this weird podcast and sharing it with your pals and such.
Yeah.
And watching our videos on Mike's channel, which are very fun.
I'll jump on that Holiday Express with you.
Please do. It's just going. It's trucking. Holiday, it's going fast.
Holiday Express and our gratitude.
It's going fast. You know, Hyman reconstructions are still very much a thing in Europe. So, guys, the thing that I really want to do is I just want to say thank you to everyone listening. Thank you for everyone who sent in a History Road or a Bungle or, you know, all the stuff to the P.O. Box, which we haven't talked about in like 7 years. I have not been to it in weeks. I don't know what's over there.
You probably took over most of the mailbox center.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten a call.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would have been a good episode.
To open presents.
Presents.
Like that.
Well, yeah. I fucked up.
Well.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear the Bungle song. But anyway, guys, we'll probably be back for New Year's. If we're not back next week, it's because we're taking a much needed holiday break.
Yeah, but we'll be back for sure. If you miss us, you could always go pick up a T-shirt. They all smell like us. We make sure they smell like us before they go out.
Mike wears every shirt. He has a sleep in every single shirt.
I have at least one night's winter sleep.
A warm night's sleep in a T-shirt.
M. Night Sleep Along.
You ever have one of those M. Night sleepovers? But yeah, so check it out. And but yeah, thank you. Thank you all. Happy holidays, no matter what holiday you celebrate.
Yep.
And thank you for being loyal listeners to this weird shit. And guys, we got big plans for 2018, baby.
Absolutely. We're working on coming to see you.
Yeah.
We're working on getting you to tell a friend about this podcast.
Yeah. And
we can grow it.
We're working on growing it. Yeah. We want to tour around. We want to offer some really cool stuff. We're in negotiations on really cool, very more vague things to say. but I promise you that this podcast isn't going anywhere. 2018 should be a big year for the podcast, and I hope beyond all hope that 2018 is a much better year for every single person on this planet, including those 7 people that listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Maybe, perhaps, mostly for them.
Yeah.
I hope everyone who listens to the podcast also hits the Powerball in their respective states.
And I also hope that our piano player,
Denise
has a great Christmas as well.
And you could take a break if you'd like.
We told her an hour ago.
If you get tired, give it a rest.
Oh, and you should probably sit on another chair. Sharing that piano bench with her is not working out.
He's just staring at her. He doesn't like that she's here.
You don't have to blow cigarette smoke at her face while she plays a piano, Owen.
What's your guys' favorite memory from last year's Christmas podcast?
Owen wants to know what our favorite memory from last year's Christmas podcast was.
I don't have one.
Well, if I could...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.